Like that, since they're both signing Shema, since they both don't know, we can't let them swear there. How could they swear? The Masik and the Nizik, the fact that they not know what happened, exactly when did the Parah give birth. So therefore they say, Chokim without a Shua. But over here, what the Tainos of Bari Vibari, that it's possible that Desmond should make them swear, Henachnami, maybe Simchas would also agree. That true, the Din is Momen Amut Mesophic is Chokim, we divide it up. But if we have the power, if it's possible that they should swear, of course we'll make them swear, in order that maybe one would admit that it belongs, the whole thing belongs to the other one. So therefore the Mishnah Chokim are good according to Simchas also. Now the Gemara says, Ularabo Bar Rafula. The Yama, but according to Rabbi Barafuna, he says, "O Masum Chesafilu Bari Bari, Maik Lameima." That Rabbi Barafuna holds no. That Sumchis holds the Shita, even in the case where the two people are the Tainus Bari. I say I know for sure it was this way, and you say you know for sure the other way. It's another case, the Gemara that we'll have later on, the Perek HaShoel. Still, he holds Yachleiku without a Shvua. So you said that's not like our Mishnah. So Mishnah says no. Afilu Taima. So the Gemara answers like this. That Afilu Taima Sumchis, no, is maybe the Mishnah, our Mishnah still goes according to Sumchis. And even the way Rabba Bar Rafuna learns, that in the case of Bari Vibari, also you do not have to make a Shua. But I'll tell you this maybe. Kiyama Sumchis, when the Sumchis said, with the Abashashun of the Saparo, Heicha Dika Dura de Mamaina. Where there is a Dura de Mamaina. That means a big doubt. So here's the machlokes exactly, it's machlokes what this means between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns Dror de Mamaina means Chesaron Mamon. That is going to be a vada loss of money over there. Because over there, that if we make the Mazik pay and he did not do it, so then you're making him pay extra money that he doesn't have to. And if you're going to free him, you're making the Nizik lose out. So over there, in the case where the Shor hit the pregnant Parah and killed the kid, so there, if we make him pay too much or too little, over there it's going to be a loss for one of them. That's where Rashi learns Dror de Mamaina. It says like this. Kiyam wonder Sumchis say Yachloika without a Shvua, Heichidika Dror de Mamaina, where there's for sure going to be a loss to one of the two parties. So then we have to say Yachloika even without a Shvua. Aval Heicha de Lek Dror de Mamaina, for the case where there won't be such a chesaron kiss like in our Mishnah, like either by a Mitzia, where even if we take away the Mitzia, it's not going to be losing out so much, because it like came for free, so it went away for free. It's not called such a loss. Maybe there, Sumchis would admit that you have to make a Shvua. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns a little bit different. Tosfos learns that Dror de Mamaina means Pirish Shebeloi Tainasayim Yeshofik LeBezdin. Without even them opening up their mouth, just Bezdin sees the situation, Bezdin themselves sees the Suffolk here. The Yesh Liyechat Tfiyah Chadairoi Beloi Tainasayim Kegoyin in the case of Shoshan Ogech HaSaparah Omach LePar BaChamor. That when Bezdin sees what happened, that the Shor hit the Parah, and they find now the Vlad on the side of the Parah. So everybody has their own doubts. We have a doubt just by looking at it, even without the Mazik and the Nizik speaking up. We have a doubt right now that maybe it gave birth before, maybe it gave birth after. So where it's a Dror de Mamaina without the Tainasayim, there we see Achleik Afilu Blei Shua. Because that's a strong thing. Like even without them opening up their mouth, we ourselves see the Suffolk. But in our mission over here, it's not called a Dror de Mamaina. Now we see two people holding onto a talis, it doesn't mean to say that it belongs to both of them. It's very possible it belongs to one of them, and the other one is just holding on to it. So if they would not open up their mouth, Bezdin would not have any doubts here. So that's called a case of with no Dror de Mamaina. The Gemara saying now is Sforum, maybe now a case where without that tainus, without them opening up the mouth, there'd be no doubt at all. It's only because of that tainus, what they're opening up the mouth and that complaints, therefore we make them swear. So the Gemara says, what kind of swear is this? The Gemara says, V'lav kal v'chaymu, isn't this like a kal v'chaymu, to the swear should be just the opposite. Or Mahasam Diku Dror de Mamaina. Like Madach is like for sure over there by Shoshan Ogech HaSaparah. That it's a Dror de Mamaina. The way Rashi learns, they're for sure going to lose out some money. Or the way Tosfos learns, even without them saying anything, Bezdin just seeing the situation alone has the doubt. So there's Dror de Mamaina, that Lamar, Diku Dror de Mamaina Lamar. Each one has a good side, like even Bezdin just looking at the case has a good reason to say the whole thing should be his. And those things should be the other ones. The Ikulamaim, Malagamar says, Vaita Kululamar, Vikulamam Kululamar. We could say that the whole thing belongs to Reuven, or maybe the whole thing belongs to Shimon. So there's a big doubt, like the Dror de Mamaina. Over there, it's a good side to say the Mazik has to pay, and it's a good side to say, no, the Mazik does not have to pay. See, if so, still all my sumchis. Still, Sumcha says over there, "Mamen amutu b'safach cholkim b'lo shvua," that we make we let them divide it up without making a shvua. Like why? Yeah, there's a big tzad to say we should make them swear, because we see a big reason, like we're letting them divide up. But really, we see a big reason it should not be this way. Really, we see a very big reason that the whole thing should belong to one. So by giving the other one half, like we should be afraid about it. So we should make him swear first. By the way, Rashi learns, for sure there's going to be a loss of money over here. But since for sure one of them is losing out, it's a swear we should not do this unless we make them swear first. Now, Tosha speaks out, this question here is only according to the Rabbanim of Benenas. Because according to Benenas, this wouldn't be Kasha. Because Benenas holds a swear that we don't let two people swear if we know for sure one is lying. So, in the case of Shosh Nagar Kasapara, even the way Rabbi Barav Huna learns, it's talking about Bari Rabari. That means, the Masik says, I know for sure the Pari gave birth before my Shur hit you. And the Nizik says, no, I know for sure that my Pari gave birth afterwards. So what he wants the Gemara saying now, it's a swear that should have to swear, but according to Ben Nenas, we can't let them both swear, because it's a Shur Shav involved. So Tosha speaks out, the Gemara's question now is according to the Rabbanim of Ben Nenas. The Rabbanim over there say, we don't care, even though one of them is for sure swearing false, but that's what we have to do now. We have to make them both swear. So the Gemara's saying, if so, according to Sunkas now, it's a Kavachayma. Madich over there, where it's a Gerard Mamayna, there's a very good reason to make them swear. Still, Sunkas says no Chokin. Even without a Shvua, if so, Chokin, our mission over here, to let a Gerard Mamayna. Here, like Rashi says, there's no big loss. One to the other. Either by Mekach Memcha you're going to get your money back, or else by Mitzia, so you're not really losing anything. Or else the way Tosis learns that without that tainus, Bezlin just seeing the actions, we do not see any suffix at all. So really there's a less of a doubt here. So Dikul Meimah de Tavayvi, if so, we really could say it belongs to both of them. Like it's possible to say, like we said before, maybe it's true that they both picked it up at the same time, maybe it's true that they both bought it at the same time. So then, Lekol Shechein, isn't it for sure then that we should make them, the din should be Yachleku without a Shua? Like over here, there's less of a doubt. Since there's less of a doubt, there's less of a loss, so then for sure the din should have been Yachleku without a Shua. So again, our Mishnah should not come out good according to Sumchus. So Moshe says, no, I'll tell you, Afilu Taima Sumchus, even if you want to tell your Mishnah goes according to Sumchus, Shvua Zu Midrabonim Hi. I tell you, the pshat from our Mishnah is, it's a new Shvua Midrabonim. Rabbonim gave a new Shvua over here. And Kid Rabbi Yechon, like Rabbi Yechonin. The young Rabbi Yechonin said, you should know, Shvua Zu, the Shvua in our Mishnah, Takonas Chachonim Hi. It's a new type of a Takona that Rabbonim made up over here. Because otherwise, we don't want people just to go and grab away a cloth from the towel from somebody else. The Yom Shalihu, he says, listen, I have nothing to lose. I want to be a ganav now, an easy way. I'll go and grab away somebody else's talus, and I'll say, I found it first. The other one will say, no, it's his. And we'll go to Beis Din and we'll be a din yachleiku. So in order to stop this, Beis Din Badavka had to make a case to make a shua. So if even the law of Sumcha says, Momen Amor Pesafik is Chokin, that's only by the case of Shoshana Gheris Aparo, where we can say the guy did it on purpose, and without afraid he went and grabbed it away. The case happened. So there we say Achleiku without a Shvua. But only in the case of our Mishnah here, we are afraid that somebody's going to go be Moriheta and go grab it away, or even our Moriheta. But we're still afraid somebody's going to go grab away the towels from somebody else, and I'll say it belongs to me. In order there should be a Dini Yachleiku, therefore the Rabbanu had to make a new Takana to make him swear before he gets even here. So it could be Sumchus agreed to the Takana of our Mishnah. So therefore our Mishnah maybe even goes according to Sumchus. That's why you have to make a Shvua here. So Moshe says now, Leimah Masnisin to Leik Rabbi Yosi. I'll still tell you our Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yosi. Dik Rabbi Yosi, Ha'amri, Rabbi Yosi says the Svara, Im Kain, Ma Hefzer HaRamai. What does the Ramah lose out? That Rabbi Yosi says, we don't let the Ramah get anything. Because if so, a Ramah will always grab. And Rashi says, the other case is, the Kamal Bamafkid, Shnaim Shevkidu Eitzelechot. Two people lent or gave somebody money to hold for them. Zemon of Zemasayim. Reuven gave Levi $100 to hold for him, and Shimon gave Levi $200. Then later, Zemon Masayim Shli, Zemon Masayim Shli. Each one comes back to Levi and says, the 200 belongs to me. So what do we do there? There it says, the Tanakam over there says that we give 100 to both of them, and the 300 is Munach Atshiyav Eliyo. That's what Yosef says back, no, in Kain, my Hesed Ramat, like what does he have to lose by lying? Even the one that only gave $100, let him say the 200 belongs to me. Like why should he admit? So therefore, the Yosef says, in this case, we have to make a Knas like to say all $300 is Yehei Munach. We leave it at Atshiyav Eliyo, in order that a rabbi should not go, he only loses by lying. So our Mishnah should also be like that. Since true one of these two people are lying here, we should have said that the whole talis should remain by Bezdin until Eliyahu Navi comes, and therefore a rabbi won't go and grab under the other one's talis. So Moshe says, Elamai, so what do you want to tell me then, Rabbonin? So what do you want to tell me? Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin that says over there that we do give back 100 apiece. Kivun diyam Rabbonin asha yehim nachat shev Eliyahu. But since over there the Rabbonin say on what they're arguing, the $300, we do not say achleiku, but rather we leave it over to Eliyahu and Anavi comes. If so, hachinami, kisha dunei, tisveiki. If so, our whole talis here is like that $100. So if so, on our Mishnah we should have said yehim munach. So our Mishnah Zakash according to Rabbanan also then. Like here they're arguing in this whole talis, Zamanimitsiya. So according to Rabbanan, that they say over there, the $300, that the 100 that they're arguing on, we say Yehem Munach, you don't say Achleiku. So again, it sounds like our Mishnah. So Moshe says, no, hi, my, what's one to do with the other? Iyam with Bishtam and Rabban, if you want to tell me, Mishnah comes out according to the Rabbanan, I'll tell you, Hosam, the Vadai Hai Mona Dechad Minayu. Who Ami Rabbanan Yehem Munach, Achiyavi Eliyo. So I'll tell you over there that we know for sure this $300 is one of these twos. We know for sure it either belongs to Reuven, or else it belongs to Shimon, but not to both of them. So therefore we can't do anything, we have to leave it till Eliyahu and Navi comes. But the Tavayu will be here, like the whole time we're saying here in our mission, it's possible to say that maybe both of them picked it up at the same time. Maybe both of them bought it at the same time. Ami Rabbanan Pagi Bishrua. Maybe the Rabbanan would admit that the din of our mission would be to have a machlaika, the yachlaika with the Shua. Someone says, Elo, but Iyamat Rabbi Yisrael wants it out, but this is the Kasha though. But Elo Iyamat Rabbi Yisrael, but like, how could you say Mishnah goes across Rabbi Yisrael? Hashtu ma hosam. Like, Maduch over there. The Bavadai Iko Monolamar, Vika Monolamar. Over there, $100 for sure belongs to Reuven. And $100 for sure belongs to Shimon. Still on Rabbi Yisrael, hey, Munachat Shiavi Eliyahu, Rabbi Yisrael says we'll make a Kanas. And we leave all $300 alone. As Eliyahu Navi comes. Here maybe the whole talis belongs to only one of them. Isn't it for sure that we should not say Yachleku, but rather the din of the Mishnah should have been Yehei Munach. We should leave it by Bezdin until Eliyahu never comes and tells us the truth. So Moshe says no. Filu Tamei Rabbi Yosi, even if you want to say Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yosi. Hosam Vadi Ikaramai. Over there, for sure, one of these two people are lying. Like, we know for sure only one of them, Reuven and Shimon, one of them gave 100, and one of them gave 200. Now that they're both saying they gave 200, one of them for sure is lying. But Hocher again, Miyemar, who says, the Ikaran, who says that they're lying over here? Ema Tavaya Behadad Dodi Agvu, it's possible to say that really both of them picked it up at the same time. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Yaisi, we would admit in our Mishnah, we would not make the Knas, and therefore rather we would say, Ayachleiko. That's one third. So maybe a Mishnah could come out good according to Rabbi Yosi. Inami or else, Hosam Konas Le Rabbi Yosi Ramai Ki Heche De Loidi. Over there, Rabbi Yama makes the Knas for the lawyer that he should admit that at least he should want to give back his $100. He shouldn't lose out everything. Hocho might say this Le De Loidi. But over here, is not losing out anything. In other words, in the case of a Mitzia, let's say, like what is he losing out? Like I say, half belongs to me. So even though nothing belongs to you, but you're not losing out. So therefore, if you make a kanas, Yehei Munach, that won't stop you, because you're not losing out anything. Only over there does Rabbi Yosef say we make a kanas, because over there you can lose out your $100, you're afraid to do it. So Moshe says, Tenach Mitzia, that's a good spread by Mitzia. But Nekach HaMemcha, Maik HaMeimah. But Nekach HaMemcha, we said the case was where both of them gave the $100. So if we're going to say now Yehei Munach, then the person, the lawyer, that really came second, and he's saying he came first, he'll be afraid to do it, because he's really losing out. So it doesn't come out good according to Rabbi Yosi, but make a chamemcha. So Moshe Nachmami, Ela Machvat, we have to come back, make it clear, Kiddushinu Mikor, like we answered before, that our Mishnah only comes out good according to Rabbanin, and not according to Rabbi Yosi. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go over this last Gemara again in the next tape.
Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. Again, last Gemara again was, again, the now Mishnah says Shnayim Rechzim Betalus, so they both have to make a Shvua, and each one takes half. So again, last Gemara's Kasha was, there was a Machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbonin. So Gemara said, L'chura Leinu Masisim D'loik Rabbi Yosi, Dik Rabbi Yosi Omar Im Keima Hefzad Ramai. Rabbi Yosi said in the case where two people gave money to somebody to watch, that Reuven gave 200 and Shimon gave 100, and now they're both coming back and say they both gave 200. So that over there it says, Rabbi Yosi says, neither of them gets the money, but rather we leave the money and we say Yehemunach. So now how come in our Mishnah we say Achloku, why don't we say Yehemunach? So Mar says, El HaKol Yehemunach HaChev Yeliyo. So Gemara says, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi. So Gemara says, El Amai Rabbonin. What do you want to say? Mishnah goes to Rabbonin. Kivan Yamir Rabbonin Hashah Yehemunach HaChev Yeliyo. Since the Rabbonin say anyway, that the $300, that's a suffix. We leave that money to Eliyahu while Navi comes, we don't touch it. So Chur Honami, Kishad Dami, the Sveiki. So Chur is also Kash according to the Rabbonin. And now Mishnah, the Talis, is like the $300 that it's a suffix. So I'll come out, and now Mishnah we say Achleiku, and I'll come over there we say Yehemunach. So one says, hi, Maya, what does one have to do with the other? Iyam Rav Shlomo Rabbonin, if you want to say Mishnah comes out good according to the Rabbonin, it's good. Hosam Devadei Haimon Adichad Minayuhu, Amir Rabbonin Yehemunach HaChev Eliyahu. Only over there by the $300, which for sure belongs to either Reuven or to Shimon, but not to both of them. So therefore, since we don't know which one to give it to, we have to say Yehemunach, we leave it alone. But Hochob, in the case of our Mishnah, Tiyikolameim with the Tavayuhu, like we said before, it's possible to say that maybe both the two of them picked up the Mitzi at the same time, so really maybe it belongs to both of them. Amir Rabbonin, Talgi B'Shvur. That's what here in our Mishnah, Mitzay Shnei Marchin, that then is Yachloka with the Shvur. But early, if you want to tell me, Reb Yosi, that I'm a Shikha Golokorns, Reb Yosi, Hashtag, the question is like this, Hashtag, like if, Omahosom de Bavadai, Ika Mon Lamar, Vika Mon Lamar, Omer Reb Yosi, Hemunachach Yavi Eliyahu, Madach over there, again, the case was where one person gave 200, and one person gave 100, but for sure both of them gave at least $100, so the Chura to give back $100 each one is for sure right. Still, we say what? Yehemunach, the Rabbi Yosi says, all the $300. We leave it alone. Siv so, hocho, and now Mishnah, even this one talis, tikalameimo, tichad minayuhu lekol shechein. And now Mishnah, we're not for sure that they both own the talis. It's possible to say one really picked it up before the other one. Siv so, we give it away, yachleku, and we're doing something wrong. Like Madach over there, Rabbi Yosi holds even by the first $200. That for sure will be given back the right way. Still we say Yehemunach. If so, here for sure that it may not be given back the right way, for sure we should say Yehemunach. So that's the proof that our Mishnah cannot go like Rabbi Yosi. So Gemara says, no, I feel a time of Rabbi Yosi, even if you want to say Mishnah goes against Rabbi Yosi, I'll tell you a big difference. Hosam Vadi Karamai. Over there, one of the two for sure is lying. So therefore, we make like a takona to stop the liar, so we say he's going to get nothing, like we'll soon explain further. But Hocha, now Mishnah, Miyay Madika Ramai, who says there's a for sure liar altogether? Eimah, maybe we could say that Tavaya, we had the Dodi Yagvo. It's possible to say that maybe both of them picked it up at the same time, so maybe it's not true that both of them own the Talis. Therefore, since it's possible that it's MS, that's what we say in our Mishnah Yachloku. Only over there where for sure there's one person that's lying, there Rabbi Yosi makes this Knas of Yehemunach. In Ami, another Torah says, I'll tell you like this, maybe. Hosam konas le Rabbi Yosi le Ramai ki hecha de loidi. Maybe over there, Rabbi Yosi makes a knas in order to stop the person from lying. In other words, that he's going to lose out. Like the person that only gave 100. If he's going to say now that he gave 200, he's going to have something to lose. He won't even get back his $100. So that's going to stop him from lying. That's where over there, Rabbi Yosi makes the knas. But hocha benal mishnah by a metziah might say this le de loidi. What does he have? He has nothing to lose here. To be Maida. In other words, by a Metziah, where one person picked it up first. So now the second person comes to lie and says, no, he picked it up first. Like he has nothing to lose. Because without this, he would get nothing for sure. Now maybe he'll get it. So in the case of our Mishnah then, that's the reason why we don't say Yehemunach. Because it's not going to help anything. It's not going to stop the Ramai the fact to take it away from them. He has nothing to lose. So therefore, rather would make a Shvuah. So maybe our Mishnah comes like good according to Rabbi Yosi. So Mar says, no, Tainach Metziah. That's a good answer by Metziah where he has nothing to lose out. But Nekach HaMemcha Mayik LeMema. Like we said before, the case of Nekach HaMemcha is where both of them gave $100. So the Chur there, we should make a Kanas to take away the money from both of them in order that the Ramai should not decide to lie. So more into the Lamachvata Kashanimi Karva. Rather, we answer the way we answered before. In other words, it's possible to say the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi, but not with the Svar of Knath, not according to the last answer. But if you hold like the Teretz before, then it'll come out good according to Rabbi Yossi also. Only where for sure there's a Ramai, for sure there's a liar. But now a Mishnah where it's not for sure there's a liar, maybe it really happened the way they said, maybe both bought it together, or maybe both picked it up together, there's no Knath according to Rabbi Yossi. So it's possible to say that our Mishnah could come out according to Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara asks the question like this now. Bein l'Rabbanan l'bein l'Rabbi Yossi, both of them, in this last case of Yehemunach, the Chura Hosom Gabi Chend Ben Yapin Kosi, the case that we had before by Ben Anas, the case of Chend Ben Yapin Kosi, the Ketani over there, it says according to the Rabbanan, that Zen Nishpa V'Noitel, V'Zen Nishpa V'Noitel, Maishnot Loyam Rinon, Nafkel B'Moinim B'Bala Bayis, how come, according to the Rabbanan sheet over there, Bechen v'Niyap and Kasi, that we let them both swear, and therefore the Bala Bas will soon explain the case, has to pay the money to both of them. He has to pay the money to the Chen v'Niyap, to the storekeeper, and he also has to pay the money to his problem, to his workers. So the question is, Maishnad Le'emrinan and Afkhil B'Mayim Bala Bayis. Why don't we say, according to Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbanan, we should take away the money from the Balabas, and we should leave it alone until Eliyo Hanavi comes. Because over there, for sure, one of the two people are lying. This is the question. Now again, the case clearly of Chen v'Niyap and Kosi, like we had before, was it's like this. Let's say a person gives money to the storekeeper, and tells the storekeeper, listen, either give food to my son, like worth these $10, or else listen, I owe my workers money. So I'm telling you, give $10 worth of food to my workers, and I'll pay you the money. That was the case. So the Balabas told the Chenveni, told his storekeeper, listen, give $10 worth of food to my worker, because I owe him $10, and I'll pay you back the money. And the case is that the Chenveni, the storekeeper, now comes to Balabas and says, listen, I gave your worker $10 worth of food, pay me up to $10. But the worker also comes back to the Balabas and tells the Balabas, listen, the storekeeper didn't give me any food. I didn't receive money from you. You owe me $10. So two people now are coming back to the owner, to the Balabas, for the $10. The storekeeper is coming for his $10, and the worker is coming for his $10. So the Rabbanan say over there, the halacha is that both of them swear to the Balabas, and they both get $10 back. The Chenveni, the storekeeper, swears to the Balabas that he gave $10 worth of food to the Poilim, and therefore you owe me $10, and the Balabas has to pay him, and then the problem, the workers, come to the Balabas and say, nothing doing, we didn't receive anything, and we swear we didn't receive anything. So the halacha is, according to the Rabbanan Shita, that the Balabas has to pay back both of them. He has to pay $10 to the storekeeper, and $10 to the poilim. Now that we had before, the banana says, no, we don't let them swear, because for sure one of these two people, either the storekeeper, or the workers, are swearing false. So Bezdin can't let a Shavua Shekel come about. But I call upon them, according to the Rabbanan, though, we let them swear, and they both collect the money from the Balabayas. This is the Kasha now over here, for sure, one of these two people are lying. Either the Chenveni, or else the Poilim are lying. So according to Rabbi Yosef, according to the Rabbanan over here, just like by this third $100, that for sure one of the two are lying, we say a new klal of Yehei Munach, will take away this money, and we'll put it away until Eliyahu HaNavi comes to tell us who it really belongs to. See here also. The halacha should have been that true. The Balabas for sure owes $10. It's a question to who does he owe it? Does he owe it to the storekeeper? Or does he owe it to the workers? So we should say, Yehei Munach, take these $10 and leave it in Beis Din, and we'll leave it there until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Because for sure one of these two people are lying. And when we have for sure a Rabbi, a liar, that's the halacha that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan both agree. We say, Yehei Munach, Hachiyav Eliyahu. So the Chura, the din over there, Chen v'Niyap v'Kosi, does not come out either according to Rabbi Yosi or according to the Rabbanan. Gemara says no. I'll tell you a big difference. Gemara says, Amri, I tell you, Hosam Hainu Taima. The Yom Alei Chen Vanilla Balabais. There it's much different. Like really there we look at it as if it's two different din Torahs. We look at each one separately, we don't put the two together. Like there the Chen Vanilla, the storekeeper, comes to the Balabas and says like this, listen, you told me to give $10 worth of food to your workmen, I did it. I did what you told me to do. Ma isli gabe sasachir. what do I have to do with your workman? I don't owe him anything. I never said I'll give him any money. Like, I'm going to collect from him. You, the Balabas, told me to give him $10 worth of food. I did it. So now I'm coming back to you. You owe me the money. Now, afagav dekol mishtabeli, even though this poil, your workman, is going to swear to me that I didn't give, the storekeeper saying, that even though your workman is going to swear to me now that he did not receive anything from me, but still, len hemden le bishvur, I don't trust him because I never believed him. Like, you don't have to believe somebody's shvur. I have a right to say he's a liar. You only have to believe somebody if you first trusted him. Like, if you gave him money, if you made him a shliach. But here the storekeeper says, I never did any business with this poil, with this worker. It's just you told me to give him the $10, so I gave it to him. But lemaisa, I don't trust him. I hope he's a liar. Therefore, his shvur means nothing to me. Therefore, at hermanta, you trusted me. So the storekeeper says to the Baal HaBos, listen, you trusted me when you said that I'll give you the $10 if you give it to my workers. The lawyer marked the leave sadi havli, because you did not tell it to me in front of Tuedim. Like, you did not tell me, pay these $10 worth of food to your worker in front of Tuedim. So therefore, since you didn't tell me to do that, it looks as if you trusted me. So therefore, the storekeeper has his own dintur with the Baal HaBos to tell the Baal HaBos, listen, you owe me these $10. So we look as if that's one dintur by itself. Therefore, the Baal HaBos has to pay him. Now, the Sorchenami is like a second dintura with the workman. That the workman comes now to the owner, to the Baal HaBos, and says, listen, Omale la Baal HaBos, Ano avdi avidito, Kavoch, listen, I worked for you, and you owe me money. Ma isli gabi chenveni, what do I have to do with the storekeeper? Like, you're telling me now the storekeeper was supposed to pay me goods, and I say I never received the money from the storekeeper. What do I have to do with him? I, the storekeeper, swearing to you that he gave me the money. The same thing that the workman can say back to the Baal HaBos, I don't trust this storekeeper. I say he's a liar. His shvur means nothing to me. Therefore, over there, both of them have a right to swear to the Baal HaBos, the storekeeper, that he gave the $10 worth of merchandise, and therefore he has a right to collect the $10. And the workman has a right to swear to the Baal HaBos. They didn't receive anything yet, and therefore they received back their $10. Because over there we look as if it's like two different din Torahs. Mashenki, in the case of Reb Yossi, here the case is where two people gave the money to the Shomer. Reuven gave $200 to Levi, and Shimon only gave $100. So now they're both coming to Levi and saying, I'm the one that gave you $200. So it's one din Torah now. Who is the person that gave him the $200? So in such a case where there's a for sure liar in this one din Torah, here Reb Yossi and Rabbanan say, at least on the $300, we have to say Yehei Munach. We can't look at each din Torah by itself. It's like one din Torah. But over here, each one has their own time against the Baal HaBos. Therefore, here, we say they both swear and they could collect from the Baal HaBos. Now the Gemara says like this. Toni Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya learned like this. That if somebody says, if Reuven says to Shimon, Mona li biyodcha, listen, you owe me $100. You have $100 of mine. V'alo yoyim, and Shimon enters the back and says, no, ein lecha biyodi klum, I don't owe you a penny. So that's called Kofar HaKol, and the Rice is Potter. But V'edim Edim Oisei, but Reuven has two Edim. That she yesh lecha mishim zuz, that Shimon for sure owes him at least $50. So the locher is now, noisem lecha mishim zuz. That's for sure Shimon has to pay back $50, because Reuven has two Edim that he owes him. And now the Chiddush of Reb Chiya is, V'yeshover al hashar, that Shimon has to swear about the other $50 that he does not owe it to him. Even though Shimon was only a kofar hakol and a kofar hakol is potter from the shvur midiraisa, but here Reb Chiya is being mechadish shaloite adoyes piv kedolam adoyes seidim nekal v'chayma, that adoyes piv can't be greater than adim with a kal v'chayma. In other words, if this